Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you may not see water for miles around, you can consider yourself trapped. The mists that encircle us are like prison walls. And who is the warden of this prison, you ask? None other than the wonderful, the terrible, the powerful Baron Strahd von Tsarevich. And the only way to leave this place is to kill him or die.
He looks back at the house. They took something from us. It was a gem. We had three such things. One they have taken, one we still have, and another was stolen about a year ago. Without all three of them, the wine that we create is just inferior, not as good. We are running out of the good stuff, shall we say. Spirits shall soon fall a little more.
Well, yes, we'll head to Yesterhill, try to break up this ritual. We'll do our best to find you this gem. I would offer to help find the one that got stolen last year, but I don't know anything about what could have done that.
Would also say that you can see he's kind of torn. He doesn't want to tell you too much, but he does want to tell you something. Mm-hmm. If you find a woman or a raven by the name of Muriel, please help her. I think she is in trouble.
That'll be one of them.
That could be the outcast.
I do not know what you mean by outcast, but she is not outcast from our family.
Who is she?
She is a friend of mine. Not family, but close enough to be family.
Yeah, okay. There's not a time limit on this, shall we?
Yes. And they went to the Druids?
We were expecting to see her before now. Okay. She has not come in and she should be here.
From where? Look, I know you're
from
trying
the east.
To east. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Thank you very much.
He nods.
Do I know anything about the kinds of ritual, knowing what I do about blights? I know I don't know much about druids necessarily, but the two are pretty inexorably linked. So do I know the kind of...
If you knew more about what that gem did...
No, but I mean just Pip, innate, like what does he know about druids and the kinds of things that they could be doing?
Get a good boy card?
Yeah.
So... You did quite well on this roll. So if going by his description, you assume that these are something called what you've heard of life seeds, which are just very powerful items, very powerful gems charged with a type of life magic that grows plants, which wouldn't be shocking to discover that a winery has such a thing.
Is growing.
And you might also know as part of that that any plants that grow or bear any fruits or berries that are created through these life seeds often taste a lot better.
Yeah, cool.
So once again, not shocking. Mm-hmm. If it is one of these life seeds, then it could be used in a ritual called the Heart of Sorrow. Which creates a powerful creature called a tree blight.
Okay.
Maybe. So powerful, in fact, that you know of only three tree blights that have ever existed.
Oh, fuck.
And all of them had names. Like, that sort of important.
Jesus Christ.
The only ones that have ever existed had names.
Okay. Maybe as we're leaving, I mean, obviously I'm a dragonborn, so I can't sweat. But as I'm, like, mulling it over, I'm looking more and more stressed and reading through a manual.
Rubbing my snout, cool.
Yeah.
As we leave, like, was there anything you wanted us to... mention or tell Muriel so she knows that we're looking for her?
Tell her to tell her to fly home, little bird. Your family awaits.
Fly home, little bird. Your family awaits. Thank you.
She will probably run when you do that, letting you know.
Okay.
Oh, God, that's right. This is one of those Emmanuels that comes with a poem.
My favorite ones come with poems.
Okay. Yeah, and then we'll head back to the diverging path. Maybe Piff, you're rubbing your snout.
Yeah.
What is wrong?
Well, you know, we fought a needle blight and a poison blight. Yes. Well, the worst kind of blight is something known as a tree blight. I've known of three tree blights historically, not personally, in my life. Each was named. That gives you an idea of what we're dealing with, because the gem that they've been using to make delicious wine, and it is delicious. It's the brightest spot in this shithole of a country. It's
so I go like a 5 minute soliloquy of how crap Barovia is,
and how
and then another thing,
this shit full of wolves and teeth, and it's never warm, and no matter where you lie down, it's damp, and even when it's not raining, it's icy.
Sweet,
and then you have a tiny sip of wine, no matter how small, and you ration it if you get a bottle. I had a bottle lasted me 4 months. I tell you what,
a little thimble
each night was enough to stave off a powerful depression.
You have no idea how much you need that wine to live in this meat honey filled slop of a place.
Everything tastes like ash in your mouth. The point is, you can also use that seed, that life gem, to create a tree blight, because it contains within it a powerful life energy. So put in a powerful enough tree, I suppose, you can bring it to life, and it's a no small feat. Can't be harmed by mortal weapons, be they magical or mundane. I look at Cribbit, so your little music box is not going to help
magic
at all.
Magic can't even do anything.
Yeah, in fact, they'll become stronger.
If you use a magical weapon.
Or a regular weapon. Yeah. You need a poisoned weapon. That's the best you've got there.
We really should have got it, Piran. So we need a poisoned weapon.
Yeah, there's a whole... Give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
To read what Emmanuel... To decipher Emmanuel. And then maybe I'll... There's a whole poem in here. It's like four stanzas.
So Emmanuel gives you information in poems?
Yeah, multiple times.
Multiple times.
The main way of giving you information.
You know what I say? You know when we see a fucking... When we see a dire wolf and I say, if I hears, then there is.
Yeah.
But is, I-S, is spelt apostrophe E-R-E-S. That's one of the many poems.
That's a shortening of here is. Or hears.
It's truly one of the cruelest tricks that the most valuable resource for fighting monsters. Maybe I start reading it as we walk, because it's probably useful for everyone.
You need some context, knowing the poem.
Okay, so obviously a poisoned weapon is one way of dispatching it, but we can also... Okay, so there are bad trees.
Mm. Right.
And there are...
Called tree blights.
Yes. Yeah, and there are good trees.
Okay.
Called treants, which are sort of a flip of the tree blight. So, and they are natural. And on the side of good, I don't know how many there are in Barovia, but if we find one, that can offer us some assistance.
I look around, maybe to like,
and
like Elanial to...
Elanial shakes her head. I have heard of...
To no, Gorbon no Lushin. Did you read anything while you were in the tower?
And considering that if there is a treant, that 99% of this shithole is forest... The chances of us finding it, I don't know.
Can you make it like how they are making it?
No, it's not the same thing. See, the thing is, and this is where the poem becomes important, that treant will know the appropriate way.
The treant will know.
What? We follow the poem.
Read the poem. Don't give us it. Right, just give us the poem right now. Then you can give us context.
Treant high or treant low, searching which way to go. For a treant ear to hear, I must find water near. So we gotta find some water, a river, a lake. Once the water I do acquire, ground begone, I will get higher. In the air or up a tree, a robin with red chest I see. I think The most frustrating part is he could have written this out in non-poem form. And it goes on. Robin, Robin. Or...
Robin, Robin, yes.
Or other bird.
So it just needs to be a
please
bird.
Please help my cries be heard. I need a creature made of wood. Are there any in this neighborhood? Then finally...
So we need to... We need to ask a bird if they have
We need to go to a river or some source of water. In that source of water, we need to find a bird.
I'm so happy I'm getting dizzy.
Find a bird, and then we need to...
Maybe I'm rubbing my, like, the equivalent of my snout, my nose. Just, in the same, just two fingers, just, okay.
And then if the treant wishes to sight the robin or whatever, we'll take flight. Follow the bird, and there you are. The treant can't be far. So we find a river. We look for a bird. We ask the bird where the treant is.
I mean, we know people that can turn into a bird.
Yes.
Perhaps they might know.
Maybe. I'm. All I have is a manual to go off. I mean...
We have maybe mentioned it to... As we, are we how far down the road are we? Like, should we maybe mention it to...
I suspect Emmanuel means a real bird, not a lichen, comma, raven. That would be my guess.
So we need to head to a body of water and
a
then...
body of water within the same forest as the tree blight. But the same forest is, I guess, the Svelich Woods, which is the
entire...
It's Barovia.
So should we head to the river first? Is that what you're saying? Or should we head to the Yester Hill first?
I think if we
Where is the water?
Well, there's water up back toward Kresik. Mm-hmm. My camp is kind of close to a river. That's the one that comes out of Lake Baratok. Or we could head...
Perhaps if we're just quick enough, we can get there before they even finish. And then Gora blush and start running.
I mean, he raises a very good point.
Yeah, look, I guess we'll keep that in our back pocket in case they do it. And... I'll run off.
We would,
too.
we would know by now, right?
Imagine it's gigantic, fucking ginormous. You would imagine we'd know about it.
Apart from the poem, you're saying that magical weapons, so it's poison, and what else?
You've ended the list.
How do you make poison?
You
to
find
a weapon. What do you have? What do
I
you need?
I have.
Let me
with
this one.
Yes.
This one.
What about you, Cribbit?
This one. Cribbit scrunches his hands and scrunches his eyes and as he does that, all of his pores begin to excrete a purple liquid. This one does poison.
Can we bottle that?
Does not last in bottle.
Can we coat our weapons with that?
Yes. Does not last for long.
How long?
Like seconds.
Okay.
I go from hopeful to just like a neutral face. I go
not
from
hard
like,
to coat, though.
Yeah, I guess we just brush an arrow across you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something.
It is something, yes.
I mean, I'm going to make some concoction while I go.
What happens if you have a magical weapon and you coat it in poison? Does it enhance it and also damage it?
It will...
The text, it says that anything poisoned will hurt it because it can't grow through the poison, basically.
I think it doesn't matter the nature of the weapon. The poison is the important thing.
Okay. I don't want to, like, say, you know, for example, he has a magical weapon. If he coats his thing and it's magical
So many things, like the hag, will be accidentally supercharged if you do the wrong thing. So it's important to be clever about it.
All right. Okay. Well, as much as you hurry, night falls before you reach Yester Hill.
Gorob, Lushin, wait, stop. Stop.
Please slow down.
Stop.
We're nearly there. They could not possibly know that.
We are not nearly there, and if we are, it is... Can you see in the dark? You can continue.
Yes! We are mighty dwarves!
Yes, but he cannot see in the dark.
I'm blind as fuck.
That really sounds like a you problem, but all right.
Plus, do you think maybe if we go at night, the druids will have an advantage?
A technical advantage there?
All right. All right.
We know that we're...
Sit down.
Do we know, like, that this is the end, like, the week that we're going to get better the next, like, we're going to wake up fully refreshed?
You've been feeling steadily better over the course
okay.
of the week.
Okay.
Okay. Just it's like also because, like, you know, that means they'll also...
Yeah.
The enemy will feel...
That's true. Barovia will have been recharged for another week.
So, look, we could press on, but I would highly recommend we do not.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's better to sit down. I'll concoct some potions or what have you. Might make the upcoming battle a little easier. Yes. We can all recuperate and be fresh in the morning, fresh as daisies.
Can you make any other poisons that so we're not just relying on one source?
Yeah. That was my plan. I'll try and make some for everyone.
Yes, good. Perfect.
Set up camp.
Yep.
I'm going to make a... Going to combine treant poison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to combine hounding killer hands, and I'm going to combine some shambling moss. This is just to make a plant damaging cold potion, or yeah, something I can attach to a weapon.
You succeed.
I'll make two of them actually.
You succeed twice. You get right. 10 doses total.
I will dip 5 of my arrows in one, and then I will offer the other one to anyone who wants it.
Eleni will... I see what you're saying. Yeah, Eleni will take 5.
Okay. So that's me. I get 1 treant poison left. Then I'll combine treant poison, screeching mist, and more shambling moss to make another... It's just cold damage and plant damage poison.
You succeed.
All right. I'll give that to Hector to put on your sword.
Thank you. This is a...
This is a poison of cold. So they're
cold poison.
Yeah, cold and then fire is really the way to fuck them up. But that's a...
Cooking over your little stove.
That's the way to fuck them up. Cold and then fire. But it's also a poison of plant bane. It'll give you 5 hits, I reckon. 5 good whacks before it kind of dissipates on your sword.
5 good hits. All right, thank you. In terms of protection, do we need to be protected against what? Poison,
good to
I
be
assume?
Protected against being poisoned, yeah. Because that's... Course. Probably going to happen. But I wonder if the best way there, the most economical way, is for me to make a grenade of some kind that I can just fire at the 5 of us before we head into
a grenade battle. Is probably not going to give you an immunity. It's probably just not potent enough.
I can, if someone is poisoned, I can magically make them neutralize it, as it were.
Okay, well that, I just don't think, we'll just burn through everything otherwise. All right, and then I'm going to use a poltergeist scream.
Uh-huh.
And more shambling moss to stick to my arrows. And what else? Flumph spores for poison.
Unfortunately, you whiff that one.
Oh, fuck.
You maybe over-add the... Or you miss-time adding
I've been doing a lot of these tonight, so it's...
You miss-add the flump spores. It's getting... Yeah, it's maybe you're burning the midnight oil, as it were. You're getting really, really tired. Your eyes are strained. You're not paying attention properly. And the potion explodes in your face.
All right. Everybody else can go to bed. I'm just making fire arrows for myself so that when they're cold, I can then set them on fire once I've, you know, used up all of my fiery breath.
We will, you make what you need to make. Make sure that you rest. We will stand guard.
All right. I'm going to try one more time. Watch. Shambling moss, poltergeist screams, and then let's call it ooze sweat.
You do it.
All right. Thank God. All right. That's all I'm going to do for tonight. I'm knackered, and then I'm going to go to bed.
All right. Who's got first watch? I guess kind of Pip.
Yeah, kind of me.
Can you roll the encounter die, please?
I'd love to. 4.
4. All right. And then...
I'll take the last... the last watch. 2.
2? All right. For some reason, nothing within the forest stirs all night.
Yeah, almost more concerning, to be honest.
Mm. And does that mean we have a long rest, Adam?
You have had...
Oh, my God.
A long rest.
Oh, my fucking God. That's crazy, dude. All your spells. I mean, it's not such
not
a big...
just that. My health.
Yeah.
Is
oh yeah.
Back.
Yeah. Oh, you're on 7. That's right. Oh my god.
my modifier. The negatives I was taking.
Fucking hell.
I can speak again.
Oh my god. We were struggling, dude.
Elaniel, she's no longer kneecapped.
Yeah. fuck?
My windpipe is unbruised.
Full health. How sweet it is.
Mm.
All right, rolling the wild magic table, Adam. I'm sick of the safety.
Really?
No. What am I, an idiot? No. I'm saving that for the tube light. Yeah, that's for like when I'm under the pump, everyone's dead, and I'm like, wild magic will save the day. And you're like, your feet are extra stinky now. I'm like, oh, man. Damn.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I always think it'll be helpful. Never
it really might.
It feels like, well, sometimes it'll be like, oh, everyone in your party are dogs now or something. Or like, you're all transported somewhere else. So.
Yeah, well, you see, or like, you know, you switch place with the villain or the target.
Yeah, exactly.
And they explode. The target ages 1,000 years.
Yeah, there's always a chance something's going to work out. It's just... There's also a chance it's going to go really, 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 really wrong.
Yeah.
At about midday, finally, you arrive. The trail through the thick woods leads to a hill covered with dead grass and cairns of black rock. Dark, ominous clouds gather high above, and a single bolt of lightning strikes the hilltop. West of the hill, the land, the woods, and the sky vanish behind a towering wall of fog. You can see you are so incredibly close to the edges of Barovia. This is probably definitely the westernmost part of Barovia that anyone can get to. Possibly also the southernmost part of Barovia. Yeah, this is very close to the edge. You see... the hill stretching before you, it's shaped in such a way, and there are lumps and bumps upon it in such a way that you can't see over the hill. You can't see really on top of the hill.
Yeah.
But just poking above the ridgeline, you can see some sort of tree or something like that. No leaves, just wood at the top of the hill.
Does it look big enough to be a tree blight?
It looks like it could be, obviously, it's not a head, but it could be like the head of... I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. It looks like the top of a tree.
Like the thing is like the peak, the top?
Yeah. The peak. It's like the top of the
the crest,
if
you will.
The crown.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to...
The crown, head, the head of the tree.
Oh, my God. I'm going to load a cold bolt into my crossbow and have it primed. Is there like a path through the cairns on the... and up the...
There's a little path that runs up the side of the hill, and you can see that the path branches out at several points to... possibly circle around the tree.
Okay.
I want to, like, scan around, maybe ask Elaniel to, like, scan around if we see anything. Ears pricked. Is there chanting? Is there anything going on that we're like, what are we familiar with?
As you arrive, actually, it's funny you should say that. Yeah. As you arrive, it begins to rain lightly, and the rain is, if there is chanting, it's so far away, and the rain is enough that it would cover any noise that you
pull
could
up,
hear.
If I have, I think I have a hood on my cloak.
Eleni will
pull up a hood.
Yeah, Eleni also pulls her hood up as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, I guess be prepared for the worst.
Told and then fire. Unless it's the tree blight, then
poison.
Run away.
Cold and then fire.
Yeah.
She nods, Eleni nods with determination and a set nature to her being.
Mm-hmm.
Cold and then
charge!
Fucking
Norman laughs and are off.
I miss when they were at the tower.
Gorob and Lashen starts sprinting up the side of that fucking hill.
I never thought I would say this, Pip, but I really miss a Gokash.
Oh, me too. Oh, like, my God.
Really miss him.
You know, he was sort of a cunt, but like... at least he knew
significantly less annoying than Gorob and Lashen.
Like, you knew deep down he was a good person.
I know. I mean, I guess very similar to yourself there, Pip.
Oh, okay. Saying the quiet part loud.
If you follow after Gorob and Lushan.
I think we got...
We
have to.
Dirt trails run along two concentric rings of cairns that encircle the entire hillside. It's like some sort of massive burial mound of some sort. Each cairn is a 10-foot-high mound of slimy black rocks.
Ew.
Do you bury a big tree?
Could bury a big tree if you want.
Summon an undead big tree.
Hang
on. You said grave.
Is it like a burial mound?
They're definitely graves.
Is the big mountain we're on a big burial ground, Adam?
Adam?
I'm going to cast. You have to fight a giant or some shit.
Adam, I'm going to cast Divine Sense, Adam. I'm going to do it.
You detect no undead?
Yep. Good.
Celestials? Or fiends.
Okay, good.
Within 60 feet, blocked by who knows how much dirt.
I'm good. I'll just switch that on, and we'll just switch that on. And if any undead celestial fiend demons,
corpse,
a giant,
the
beak,
old king of Barovia buried under this burial mound.
We'll know. I mean, we'll know by, like, you know, our eyes. But I'll know maybe a split second early.
I've never thought about how, you know, the classic, like, zombie reaching its hand.
That
bit of giant is so scary. I am concerned.
I am also.
You reach the peak, the top of this mound.
Mm-hmm.
Atop it is a wide ring of black boulders and smaller rocks that collectively form a makeshift wall enclosing a field of dead grass. Lightning strikes the edge of the ring from time to time, illuminating a ghastly sight. Firstly, a 50-foot-tall statue made of tightly woven twigs and packed with black earth. The statue resembles a towering, cloaked man with fangs. Also, you can see at its feet, at the man's feet, are two figures, one kneeling, one standing. They are tightly clutched together. The standing one is a man. The kneeling one is a woman. They are both impossibly large. Not large-sized, but for a human, they are big. They might have, I don't know who the tallest member of the party is.
Probably Hector.
But they are easily, both of them, about 8 feet tall.
Oh, fuck.
The kneeling one, the woman, seems to not be willingly in this position. She struggles and bucks a little bit, but the man holds her firm, keeping her, forcing her down on the ground. And you can see there are vines wrapped around her arms and limbs, forcing her down into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The man, though you cannot see either of their faces, the man you can see from behind, he is covered in gore. The intestines, the innards, the blood of who knows how many creatures cover him from head to toe. And it looks like, the more and more you look upon him, the more and more it looks like his clothing is made out of intestines and lungs and hearts strung and woven together with sinew. He, from behind, you can hear him with a curled smile in his voice. This is your doing. Your fault. Watch. He gestures to the effigy and then past the effigy as well. And you can see that there is a giant, blossoming, awful, evil-looking tree past this ring on the other side. People dance and chant around it, holding hands and singing some sort of awful fell song. Upon this tree, you see, shaped like apples, but definitely apples, black, awful, viscous-looking fruits. This tree moves. It's slowly grinding, and you can see, you can hear screaming coming from the tree, but what is in front of you obscures what is happening. As you approach, the man turns to face you. You can see a big, scraggly beard. Once again, the man is drenched in blood. As he turns to face you, he turns quickly. He turns quickly enough for you to realize that blood pours from his tears, his nose, his mouth, and his ears constantly. It's not ending.
Oh, no.
He leans forwards, and because of that leaning forwards, all of the liquid, all of the blood cascades down his face, mixes into his beard, and dribbles out of it.
Okay. I say.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I point behind, like, I guess that is the outcast.
Nothing good's happening here.
I said,
he
attack.
Sprints towards you as you sprint towards
twang,
him.
Twang, 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 twang.
Yeah. I Eldritch Blast.
As you sprint towards each other, those rocky mounds that you pass on your way up, explode open, and figures begin to climb out.
Rock? Oh, God, is this rock elementals?
Fuck.
Didn't even amount. Of course this is gonna fucking... Oh, I just put rock elementals, Jackson. I wonder why that's in the fucking book.
Fuck. Are they at the start? When did Emmanuel think we'll fight these?
No, way later, which is even scarier. Every fucking entry of Emmanuel the Monster, I think I found it. I read the line and then I wish I was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Elementals are resistant to the two... maybe I'm reading this as I'm running and then... Elementals are resistant to the two planes that border them and outright immune to their own. In explanation, an elemental of fire is resistant to wind and earth and immune to thyself. Most elementals have been summoned to the material through magics, which, if undone, will force the creature back to their home, solving the problem that they present.
What is the adjacent to earth,
I don't know,
elementals? Lushant?
They're weak to the opposite energies. What's the opposite of a rock?
Air!
God damn it. That's so useless to me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Pip, you're first.
Okay, I am going to... Obviously, I got nothing that can create wind, and yeah, there's really no other way to defeat a rock elemental, so I'm going to focus my fire on the druid, mm-hmm, and I'm just going to fire two bolts at this awful king of a man.
Regular bolts?
Yeah, well, I just don't... You know what? Let's hedge our bets. I'll fire two silver bolts. Silver's a good baseline.
Your first attack will miss,
mm-hmm,
but your second one hits.
Right.
You deal a silver bolt, right?
Yeah.
You deal 5 points of damage.
Okay.
That was a funny way of doing that.
Five's not many.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Locked, loaded. It's good to know that this person takes damage.
Yeah.
It's
for sure
his turn.
Mm.
Presumably his name is Keshgar because he says, Keshgar, crush!
Okay.
He... Boof, boof, slams 2 feet firmly into the ground, plants his hands down on the ground, and twists into the black rock beneath him.
Oh, no.
Oh shit.
Shards of rock explode outwards. As they explode outwards, they are tipped, tinged with a red ichor-like substance, which, as it gets closer, you have enough time to register, is congealed old blood. It runs down your line. Every single one of you needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. All right.
Hector, you will fail.
Even with a
plus five.
Damn it.
Pip, you pass.
Okay.
Half damage. Elanial passes. Half damage. Cribbits probably pass. Yep, passes. Half damage. Gorb and Lushan.
Lean in.
They love it.
I love it. No, they fail. Okay. Full damage. So full damage to Hector and Gorob Lushan, half damage to everyone else.
Hurrah.
Okay. How many rock men are there? Can we see?
Thus far, there are three.
Didn't like the thus far. Yeah, that's really bad.
That was a bit...
Six, eight,
eight, eight,
eight.
I know I can do like a very big, just like one and done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, opening salvo. Mm-hmm. I could just like, with enough bit of prep time, just really do so much damage. But then I'm a piece of shit for a week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I keep thinking that about
35
you.
35 points of damage for full.
Oh, my God.
17 is half.
Oh, my God. Adam. Salmon.
So, 30 what?
So, 35.
So briefly in the sun.
I'm like, I have a reroll a saving throw, and I'm like, well, if I fail, I get only 17.
Is yeah. That... Might be worth it.
But then what happens when I get poisoned and yeah. I fail that one?
Yeah.
You want to use it?
No, Adam.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Fair enough.
Yeah, good stuff.
So
35. And our opening,
you're bloodied.
And our opening salvo was
5.
Yeah, yeah.
Adam.
Excuse me, Adam.
And Pip, you're down to 51.
Yep.
Cool. So that was Keshgar's turn. And then it is Gorob and Lushan's turn. Gorob and Lushan, you see they're excited.
Okay. Good for them.
Yeah. Lushan. Yep. Casts that spell onto the greatsword, mm-hmm. and you see it hums with magical energy. Lushan and Gorob manage to get 2 good hits. Boom! There's a terrific crashing, explosive noise, and that... Oh, and they're going to rage, of course.
Yeah, of course.
38 points of damage.
All right. Mm. They're, man, those two together.
Mm. A powerhouse.
An absolute team.
We fail every stealth check, but they are powerhouse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess that's the coin flip.
It's the Earth Elemental's turn.
Oh, fuck.
3 of them fall in behind you. 1 attacks Cribbit, 1 attacks Hector, and 1 attacks Pip. Okay. They draw swords made out of rock.
Oh, no.
Cribbit gets hit. Mm. Cribbit's going to take 8 points of damage. A glancing blow.
Yeah, Cribbit will be right.
For the most part.
Shear off some of his frog skin.
Ah, critical hit. I'm sorry, fuck. Hector. Pray for a low number.
That doesn't seem low, dude. I get the feeling you're about to like lose a hand or something. Adam seemed so upset.
Make a DC 18 strength saving throw. On a failed save, you are permanently unable to grasp with one of your hands. So, odds or evens?
Go with evens.
Evens? All right, it'll be your shield hand. Okay. So the bright side is you don't need to hold on. You can strap the shield on.
Yeah.
You will still, if you fail the check.
I'm assuming losing fingers is...
It doesn't say you... It's smashed hands. So okay. I'm assuming just...
It's crushed.
Just every single bone in that hand is broken. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay, Adam. Fucking hell.
Okay, that definitely... You definitely make it.
Okay. It's a saving throw, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the.
Okay. Yeah. I got one in my sleeve.
You definitely would make that.
Yeah.
Had the check.
You nonetheless still take.
Of course, I've got the damage.
Yeah, he still takes the damage.
9 points of damage.
Only
that's
9.
Nothing compared. You could have lost a fucking hand.
Hey, I'm at 20.
Oh my god.
I'm at 22. From full 22.
Full to 22 yep. In.
Might...
It's not my turn, I get here.
No, yeah, you. No, you dodged.
Yeah, okay, thank god.
You dodge out of the way. As just a swing and a miss.
Fucking rock elementals.
So, I've got good news. Come no, on. It's good news.
All right, sweet. It's good news.
These people, these are people. They're wearing rocks.
Okay, all
the
right.
Rocks, you can't see how the rocks attach to them. It's like they're fused into their skin. You look, they are literally part of their skin, like they're growing out of them.
Maybe,
but
yeah,
they definitely look like people.
That's maybe like as the guy swings his sword at me, I like... lock eyes with his terribly human eyes amidst all the rock. They're not rock elementals, but I don't know what they are.
And that was the earth elemental's turn. Yeah. It's Elainiel. Elainiel takes a little jump back and she says, I don't care what they are. They're dead now. Hit. Pray for a low number.
Fucking. How's. Come on now, man.
Elainiel. The first arrow blasts into its chest. Mm-hmm. Rock and gut go flying everywhere. The second one takes its head clean off. One goes down and there are 2 left.
Okay.
Then Elainiel's third attack. Mm. Bad form. If this attack was made with a bow, and it was, the bow strength strikes you in the forearm. Take a D6 penalty to your next 2 attacks.
Ow.
Ah! Elainiel hisses in shock and in her haste. Her bow has come unstrung. She quickly reattaches it.
That sucks.
And Hector, thank you for waiting patiently. It's your turn.
Right. How far... How far away is the person that's being tied up?
They're on the other side of this person. You'd need to run past. They would be at the very least 60 feet away.
60 feet away. And I have to run past.
You have to run past the big boy, yeah.
The big boy.
So there's a, I guess, you do have the flight ability, but there's a like a wall of rocks that you, it would not be easy to scramble up and over, but mm-hmm. you could scramble up and over if you wanted to avoid him. It just would slow you down is all. Unless you flew.
Unless I flew, which just seems like...
That's your one a week.
My one a week. And although this person might be useful...
You can heal yourself.
Could do. I'm going to take flight.
All right. Fuck.
All right. You lock your legs down. Angelic wings spread out behind you. And you feel as Penny's hands come beneath you and lift you up into the air.
Yeah, fly over the druid and go next to the person that was tied up.
How, what's your fly speed? 60 feet?
It's 30 feet.
30 feet? All right. Well, you need to double move to get there.
Yep.
But you get there as Keshgar watches you fly over him. He glances up at you, but he doesn't seem to care too much. You land next to this person. She, like I said, is huge, simply enormous. When you land here, you realize if they are the same sort of person, they are definitely not human.
Okay. Mm.
She has, instead of like a normal human toned skin, her skin is ash white, naturally ash white. She has a assortment of different battle scars. She looks like she's been through the fucking ringer, both through life, but also fucking recently. Her face is very heavily bruised. When you land next to her, she looks up at you and you can see there is like war paint scattered across her face in presumably some sort of arcane marking. Mm-hmm. You would recognize it as similar to some of the druids that you have fought.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Are they bound, gagged?
She's bound and you can see she tries to talk, but when she does so, her jaw doesn't move properly. It's broken. She can't talk.
Okay. I don't think I can heal as a bonus action. I guess wait until next turn to do something.
Right. One more thing I forgot to mention. Sorry. As you land next to her, she doesn't, her eyes, when she looks at you, she doesn't have regular eyes either. It looks more like being on the moon and looking down at a planet.
Whoa.
You can see they even kind of swirl and move and turn. It's kind
what
of...
What the fuck?
It's like looking at a... It's like the horizon and then a planet. I don't know how to describe
Do
it.
Do I know much about druidic circles?
You might know a little bit. What do you know about nature? Oh, no.
Nah.
You don't know much.
I think Zamet knows what kind of druid is, but Hector might know shit.
Oh, I
see. All right,
see.
So imagine this is an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine most of it is kind of just a black void, and then imagine you can see like a planet down the bottom with little continents and water masses
That's crazy.
Moving and shifting.
Okay.
All right. Fucking hell.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so looking into her eyes is like looking into the stars above.
More like looking down on a planet from the stars.
From the stars.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I will get you free in a moment. I try to reassure her.
She just kind of gives you a grunt of affirmation. Mm. She quite clearly wants that you see her strain at the bindings. And that was Hector's turn. It's Cribbit's turn.
Cribbit, he's full power again.
What's your plan, Cribbit?
Cribbit, what's the skinny?
Cribbit looks at you, Pip, all saltiness forgotten, that's and so he good. Says, the group or that one?
The group.
He nods. Cribbit casts Og's Radiant Darts.
Oh my god, it's so cool to see everyone jazzed up again.
Mm-hmm.
He, in his hand, he fans out and he creates two magical darts, which he then throws at the two remaining bad guys.
Hell yeah.
Miss hit. One of them takes... that sucks. One of them takes 2 points of damage.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the dice did not favor him on that one. Pip, it's your turn. That's a whole spell.
That sucks. All right, I'd like to fire two more silver bolts at the druid, and I would like to make one of them a pinning shot.
Okay. That just sticks him in place?
Yeah, reduces his movement. Yeah, dude. Are they two criticals again? Remember when that happened?
Oh, okay. Just by the hairs of your chinny chin chin. Okay, your pinning shot, your first attack hits.
Oh, nice.
You deal 13 points of damage. Mm-hmm. And then how does the pinning shot work?
So the target must make a strength saving throw with the DC is equal to 8 plus my proficiency bonus plus my dexterity modifier. Their speed is reduced to 0 until the end of their next turn.
And then it is Keshgar's turn. How lovely.
Hey, perfect.
Your crossbow bolt pins Keshgar in place, so he can't move, but he steps down where he is and turns the earth a little bit more. Those spikes well out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, except Eleniel, who is now out of range. Pip, Goroblush, and Kribbit.
Yeah.
The three of you, not realizing that the spikes could come out further.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to make dexterity saving.
Having moved away. Okay.
That's a fail from you, Pip. Fail from Kribbit.
Hey, like, it's just a word of advice from, like, a previous victim to the other. Yeah. This one sucks.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this.
This is painful.
Yeah, I'm really,
Gorob and Lushan pass.
Good for them.
Yeah.
This isn't even his action. This is just something he can now do.
What?
Oh, that's a lot of ones.
Okay, that's good.
This is just something he can do.
20 points of damage, 10 half.
Okay.
Gorob and Lushan take 10 points of damage. Kribbit and you take 20 points of damage.
I'm going to
Yeah.
A good boy card to let me take half damage.
Same problem I had.
No, I'm not. I won't do it. I'll take the 20. I'll be fine.
Okay. Kribbit, wow! Makes a pained noise behind you.
He keeps getting poisoned.
Oh, no, he's not been poisoned.
Oh, okay. Good.
He's just in pain. And then Keshgar enters a rage. Not dissimilar to Gorob and Lushan, but so incredibly dissimilar, actually. Oh, no. Keshgar loses 5 hit points.
Okay.
But so does everyone else from that attack that he just hit.
What?
It supercharges Keshgar's attacks this turn.
Well,
every turn.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Frippet is on 1.
Fucking hell. Things have gone...
Gorob would have only lost an extra 2 from that because they made the saving throw. And then, Keshgar attacks.
Okay.
Keshgar slams his feet down in a rhythmic pattern, and the rain above begins to get heavier until lightning hits Gorob and Lushan.
God damn it.
Gorob and Lushan pass. Half damage.
All right.
Gorob and Lushan only take...
I like when you pass, you no damage.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
28. Gorob and Lushan take 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Like, you know, some of my spells, I got to attack, and they're like, oh, they pass.
Yeah, yeah.
No damage.
No damage.
It's good.
Yeah, when it's working against us,
it's like, oh, that sucks. No damage. You know,
it's Gorob and Lushan's turn.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Lushan supercharges Gorob's sword. Hit but miss.
Okay.
Boom! That loud explosive noise, and then Lushan screams at Gorob, get us out of the way! Get us out of those damn fucking rocks! And they deal 21 points of damage.
Okay.
Keshgar is bloodied.
All right. Hey, that's good. Hey. That means no more lightning and no more stabby rocks. What's wrong, dude?
Eight more cons explode. There's 10 total now.
Rock man.
8, you say?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Only 2 can attack this turn.
That's
one attacks Pip, miss.
Okay.
One attacks Kribbit, miss.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck, get out. It's on 1 hit.
Kribbit need to heal here.
Yeah.
Kribbit does need to heal. It's Elaniel's turn. Elaniel calls out, ah, good. Yes, I love this. This is great. What? Why would I not want to leave my little grove for this?
Yeah.
Hit, miss, hit.
We're doing it for the wine. That's what we're doing it.
Elaniel just like, as they're getting up, she's firing at them to keep them down. Elaniel is basically trying to suppress these earthmen. She kills one of them. You're down to 9.
Okay.
Hey, that's something.
And it's Hector, your turn.
I will... I free them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just like just break open their chains.
They're not. It's
or
vines.
Or is it just vines?
Yeah.
Okay. Just,
as you do so, when you break these vines, they begin bleeding blood.
Oh no!
The vines do.
Okay. Yeah. The vines begin bleeding blood. She tears herself at, like, the last few ones. She just breaks her way out of them. She grabs her jaw, which you realize is slack. She has no control over it. Pushes it up into her face and forces it into position. You hear cracking and munching of... She's, like, forcing it to stay put, to stay closed. She gives you a thankful nod, and then she begins climbing the statue.
Okay.
I would say Hector and Pip, everyone, hears as she begins climbing, you hear, yes.
That's not good. What did you do, man?
What did I do, Adam?
That's a great question. What would you like to do with the rest of your turn?
Can't be good. What's about to happen?
Did they say?
They can't. They can't talk. Their jaw is broken pretty thoroughly.
Did you? You just. I mean, like, what did? What was Kesha or whatever his name was saying when we first got here?
This is your fault.
This is your fault.
This is your sin.
Doing. Yeah.
This
yeah,
is your doing.
That's like an outcast. He's attacking us.
But I don't know, dude. She's climbing into the fucking wicker, man.
I want to fly. Like, I'll fly up next to it. What are you planning to do?
She looks back at you and points up. You can see shoved deep into the chest of this effigy is a spear. Where the spear is shoved in, you can see that blood is coming out of the effigy. It's compared to, you couldn't notice it before because compared to the effigy, it's so small. It's like a toothpick stuck in the side of this thing. She's climbing up to reach it.
You need that. You need your spear?
She nods. She has a determined look on her face.
All right. Okay. I'll fly up to sort of grab the spear for her.
All right. You grab it?
Yeah.
As soon as your hand wraps around it, you hear a voice in your mind. Yes. Wield me. Kill Keshgar!
You gotta be more cautious, dude.
Hector.
Yep.
You hear the woman down below you call out in not like ah, ah, ah. You see that she's shaking her head, but your hand is already wrapped around the spear. Hector, you feel a compulsion, a very strong, powerful compulsion. The spear wants blood, and so do you. You want to take this spear and you want to ram it so deep into Keshgar that he stops talking, he stops breathing, he stops living.
Yeah. Like that with every... Oh, no. I hate this. All right, cool. I pull at it. I try to grab it. I do.
How many voices does Hector I know, I was just thinking that right now.
Well, you... one left me, so yeah. like a hermit.
Like
crab.
A hermit crab! I'm always saying this!
You pull it out and then you remember. You are not K'Varn the Bloody. You are Hector Dragonsbane.
I'm not a K'Varn. Who is K'Varn?
What's happening?
It's the spear. Something with the spear.
What's happening to you up there, dude?
I look down to the person.
She gestures with a hand. She wants
K'Varn?
Ah!
I just dropped the spear. Like
she
but
grabs it.
Not like yeah, nah, yeah, she yeah, tries okay, to. Cool. Oh shit. Was it safe to drop it, Adam?
She fumbles it, yeah. Drops it, it hits the ground. She lets go, lands heavily, she wanted to get it bad. Yeah. She takes 3 points of damage. But she's got it now. She picks it up, and then you see set determination on her face. That was your turn. Yep. She charges Keshgar from behind. She drives the spear into Keshgar's back. He cries out in pain and turns around. How many times must we do this, Tarpos? Stop. That's her, presumably.
Yeah.
She deals 12 points of damage. Yes. Blood.
Who's saying that?
It's just a voice in the back of your mind.
Okay.
No.
Am I connected to the spear now?
All of you are hearing it.
Okay. All right.
After that, yes, blood. Cribbit. Kind of bouncing along. Yes, blood. Cribbit seems excited.
Something bad's happening. Something real bad's happening.
Cribbit casts dissonant whispers at one of the
Adam can always make himself...
No, that's the wrong spell.
That's the wrong spell. Fuck.
No, I gotta make myself insecure with this.
Adam can always make himself insecure.
Oh, one of the rock men, if you will, collapses as his fears become so physical that his heart stops.
Mm. All right, great.
Okay, down to 8, I think.
Yeah, down to 8. A mere 8.
Pip.
Okay. Is Keshka kind of harder to hit now that this giant lady is wrestling him?
No, they're both so large that it's kind of like two bosses were fighting. You don't think you're going to miss one.
Look behind me, how's everybody doing fighting the rock man? Can I see Kribbit's not doing so well?
Kribbit does seem to be struggling. Right, he should have healed himself. God, Kribbit, you beautiful idiot.
I'm going to then do a spray shot.
Okay.
Back behind me.
You could hit 4.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
First attack. Critical hit. Yes. Second attack, hit. Third attack, miss. Fourth attack, hit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's resolve the two normal ones. That you wound one gravely, bloodily, and the other one is just kind of like a light wound. So both of them are wounded, but they're still going. That critical hit, pray for a high number. Oh, good job. That's a really good job, actually.
Well done, oh, my Jackson. God. Hey, thank you, everyone.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Okay.
Shot through the heart. Quadruple damage and the target loses a quarter of their maximum hit points at the beginning of their turn for 3 rounds.
All right.
Do you know what that means?
What?
So every round a quarter for 3 rounds?
Because it's fucking...
That's a fucking insane one.
You straight up would have... You straight up killed them.
At the start of every round, you lose a quarter of your health?
Permanently. Yeah.
No. From your current hit points, you lose a quarter of your maximum hit points.
Yeah.
For 3 rounds.
For 3 rounds. So it's a quarter, a quarter, a quarter.
So by the end of those 3 rounds, you have a quarter of whatever your maximum used to be.
Minus quadruple damage.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. I wasted that critical on his rock, man.
Yeah. You really did, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Pip, your turn. It's Keshka's turn. Everyone's favorite character.
I love this guy.
Oh, that's fucked up.
What happens now, Adam?
Keshka recovers. Well, on the bright side,
yeah.
This is his turn. Actually, was this clever of him? Whatever, he's done it at this point. Keshka recovers 34 hit points.
Fucking hell.
He's no longer bloodied.
That rules.
Okay. Cool.
And then Keshka begins healing rapidly.
Oh.
Hey?
Every turn, he's going to recover some hit points now.
That is so good to hear.
Oh, and then he continues doing the little rock thing. Yeah. Thankfully, Gorob and Lushan have moved around, but Pip and Kribbit have not heard anything.
No. We're still in the same spot.
Kribbit is on.
Kribbit passes.
I mean, that's half damage.
Pip, you fail.
Uh oh.
Really, Kribbit wasted that pass.
Yeah.
So, 10, 20,
29. What?
31, 34. Would
you like to re-roll or would you like to halve that?
I'll just halve that, Adam.
All right, so you both take 15, 17 points of damage.
Fucking hell.
That puts you on 9 hit points, Pip.
Jesus Christ.
And Kribbit.
Oh my God.
Is not dead.
That's really good.
Kribbit collapses. Oh,
poor little guy.
He should heal himself there, Kribbit.
That was Keshka's turn. It's Gorob and Lushan's turn. Gorob calls out, "Charge my sword, sword charger!" And Lushan replies, "No, I have a much better idea. It's time to fight fire with lightning."
Okay.
A bolt of lightning. Gorob vomits as Lushan punches him in the gut, catches some of the spew, and throws it up into the air.
It's disgusting. To know, to hear about. Every element of him is loathsome.
A bolt of lightning strikes Keshka. Unfortunately, Keshka makes his saving throw, so he's only going to take half damage.
That's good.
Is that good? Oh, you're being sarcastic.
No, it's nice that like he just doesn't just outright take no damage.
Yeah. Any damage is good at this point, Adam.
21, 22, 23, 24. Half that is 12 points of damage. Could have done so much better. And then Gorob whammies on him. Hit. Gorob does 33 points of damage.
Hey.
Fucking hell.
He's bloodied again.
Hey.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. It's still a Rockman to deal with, but yeah, getting rid of him is paramount. Yeah,
speaking of Rockman.
Oh my god.
Two of them attack you, Pip.
It's so relentless.
Three of them attack you, Pip.
It's so relentless.
Hit, hit, hit.
Fuck.
Pip, Pip, everything goes dark.
Oh no.
And then that was three. So okay. The other four attack Elainiel, who is now on her own. Nothing wrong with that. Miss, miss, hit, miss. All okay. Right. Elainiel takes 5 points of damage. Wow, no one can really see what's happening with Elainiel anymore. Ugh, they're all on her now. Fuck me.
It's on you, Hector.
It's Elainiel's turn.
You and Elainiel. And our new
pray
friend.
For a high number.
Oh, God. Hi, 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 hi.
Fuck you!
Jackson!
Jackson!
You're on prayer
I'm
duty.
Oh, God! I know I'm on prayer duty and I'm so bad at it.
Did you say I know I'm a patriot?
I know I'm a patriot. I love this country.
I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot. I love Solid Snake. Okay. Well, she downs one of them then. That'll
yeah,
definitely.
Okay. Yeah, we're down to the seven.
It's good.
Seven. Seven to go.
Two of our guys are in saving throws.
Hector, you can see. You're up high.
Yeah.
You can see down, and you can see the fucking problem that you're having right now.
Oh,
it begins, the rain begins to get noticeably heavier.
Okay,
you realize
yep.
It's not water.
Pardon?
It's black. You put a palm out, and you can see drip, 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 drip.
Is it blood?
It's not blood. It's black. The water is black.
Okay.
And it's sticky.
Okay.
Probably smells a little bit like sulfur.
Like oily, maybe it's flammable.
No.
Okay, that's good.
that's something.
That's a bonus.
You actually now as well, you can turn around and you can see what's happening. I forgot you're high up. You can see what's happening with the tree. There is a tree the size of a double-decker bus is sprouting out of the ground here.
Oh, fuck.
There are three concentric rings of these crazy rock people, druids, crazy rock people again. The druids stand still, but the rock people move in circles as they dance around the tree, performing some sort of ritual. The druids are just chanting. The tree in its side has a mouth. The mouth opens and closes, and it's chewing. Every time it opens, you can see a bloodied, broken, awful, sad-looking creature within. You could know it as nothing else but a were-raven. It is a were-raven in were-raven form, hybrid form. They struggle every time it opens up. They struggle to get out. You can see that their wings are broken and bloodied. They are badly wounded. And then the tree forces them back in and closes once more, chewing, eating them.
I'm always on... It's like, okay, this list I could go in. I could maybe heal a couple... You
yeah.
And old mate and all that. But look, I'm an optimist by nature. I think you've got this.
Hector, it's your
turn. Can I get to the were-raven in time there? Like, how far away if I zoom down and try and grab? Like, how far can
you
I get?
You could get to them and start pulling now if you wanted to on this turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.